Our call to worship today comes from Psalm 100. And like I said, a perfect prelude for it. Make joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing.
Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter.
For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And now let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning. Our first reading is from Exodus, the 19th chapter. They had journeyed from Rephidim, entered the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites." So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all these words the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, "Everything the Lord has spoken, we will do." Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from Paul's letter to the church in Rome, the 5th chapter. "Therefore, since you were justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. Not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that sufferings produce endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, someone might actually care to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received payment, you received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment for that town. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Yeah, there we go. Sorry. Last minute changes, I do that a lot. So have any of you, well, the kids may have heard of a kids game called Never Have I Ever? Yes? Okay. Well, for instance, if you haven't heard of this, never have I ever braided my hair. Or here's another one for me. Never have I ever reused part of a Thursday pondering for a Sunday sermon, because generally I tend these to be different messages. A pondering is just stuff that I'm thinking about. You know, pondering on a Thursday. And a sermon is meant to be a time when I deliver law and proclaim gospel. You know, a traditional Lutheran sermon. But today I'm going to break that rule. I can no longer say never have I ever on this one. And why? First, even if you read or watched and shared, you share my YouTube ponderings, right? You share them on Facebook, right? The YouTube video of this week's pondering, I think the message is important enough that we hear it twice. Second, I want to expand on this message a bit. Tweak this message, taking into account today's gospel account. Specifically, Jesus instructed his disciples, as you enter a house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon this house. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone is not welcome, you will not welcome you or listen to your words. Shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. So the key word here is, of course, welcome. Normally, when we hear or read this passage, we consider ourselves being those disciples that are going out and proclaiming the good news, looking for this welcome from others, and usually probably not receiving it. But what if, at least today, we aren't the disciples that are going out? What if today we look at ourselves, the people of First Lutheran Church, as the people of the house that is entered, as that house and that house as First Lutheran Church? Let me say that again, because I think I messed that up. What if we look at ourselves, the people of First Lutheran Church, as the people of the house that the disciples are coming to, and that house is First Lutheran Church? What if there are disciples listening to Jesus' instructions out there somewhere that come to First Lutheran Church looking for welcome? What does that mean? It says Jeff here, but I think it means Randy. Randy, could you show us the cartoon from Thursday's Pondering? All right, I love this cartoon. It says First Church. That's a coincidence. First Church is just what happened to be on the cartoon. But it started off by saying, all are welcome. And eventually it just said, I'm welcome. And we see Bob, I'm calling him Bob, painting I'm on this. I picked Bob because it was a generic name, and I didn't think we had any Bobs here, but I think we might. Sorry. All right. Who wants to be Bob? Hey, I got a volunteer. I knew I'd have a volunteer. So, do you want to write or do you want to hold?
You don't want me to write.
Okay. I guess I'm Bob today. So, yeah, just stand here like this. I need you. Yep, there you go. So, First Church's council, it operates on a council. They decided to put up a sign that was going to advertise.
It's got a ladder in front of the picture.
Yeah,
ladder.
Yeah. They were going to advertise themselves out to the community because they were a mainline congregation, this First Church. And as with most mainline congregations, the attendance was declining. The kids were fewer and fewer and fewer, and they struggled to make ends meet. So they were like, well, what can we do or say to reach out to the community? And the council was like, well, let's create a sign that says, oh, you don't want me writing either. Welcome. All welcome. And this sign was great. This sign was great. Over the next couple of months, they had a few people show up and a few more people show up from around the community. All are welcome. But there was a problem. There was a problem when they put this sign up. The people that showed up had thoughts and opinions and ideas. We just wanted the people. We didn't want their thoughts and opinions and ideas, did we? So at the next council meeting, Bob was like, you know what? We need to do something about that sign. So the council voted, of course, and decided. Most are welcome. Most are welcome. And that helped a little bit, but over the next few weeks and months, a few more new people started showing up, and they brought with them their opinions and their ideas. Oh, no. So council met again, and Bob changed the sign again. Oh, what did he change it to? I think he changed it. Some welcome. Oh, yeah, there it is. I have a... He changed it to say, some welcome. And that helped. That helped. Most was replaced with some, and Bob said to himself, that's pretty good. As he was cleaning that, well, I guess it's a marker off, as he was cleaning that paintbrush off, he said, some people are welcome here at First Church. That's better than none. And now, something great happened for First Church. Those new and crazy ideas, they disappeared. They were no more. And most of the council was happy. Except for Other Bob. Other Bob spoke up at the next council meeting and said, we couldn't really expect all of the people that showed up to agree with everything we said. Could they? And Bob looked at Other Bob and said, be quiet, Other Bob. And the rest of council nodded along. And by the time the meeting was over, the council minus Other Bob voted to change it from some welcome to few welcome. You see, because Other Bob was no longer welcome. And after about 6 months, now I'm going to use a little COVID terminology here. After about 6 months, worship attendance had dropped below pre-sign levels. It was below pre-sign levels. And that was because of all of the infighting over this new sign here. And they decided now we need to change this sign yet again because it's not quite welcoming enough. So Other Bob had this brilliant idea. He said, well, you, Bob, are welcome and I'm welcome. So what if we make it say you're welcome, as in you are welcome? So it sounds really inviting. You're welcome, as someone reads it, they're like, I'm welcome, great. Except for we all know that the you refers to you, Bob, and me, and our like-minded few. You know, the real members of First Church. You and I, the like-minded few, we are welcome. So, man, we're running out of room on this sign. You're welcome. You're welcome. And I suppose what happened next was inevitable. There was a time, this was a time in the world, which, you know, we live in now, where everything seems to be contentious and divisive, right? From, you know, shots and masks and vaccines, and we're, I think, behind that, but other things remain divisive, right? And Bob and Other Bob, they're sitting there, and they're talking one day, and they say to themselves, or, you know, Bob says to Other Bob, he's like, he engages in one of those divisive issues. And What happens was very surprising. They looked alike. They acted alike. They both had the same sense of humor. They were born in the same town. They had the same faith. They even shared the same name, Bob. But on this issue, on this politically divisive issue, they did not agree. And other Bob told Bob so. So it came to be that other Bob was no longer welcomed at First Church, and the next day, Bob had no choice but to change the sign yet again, and there it remained. I'm welcome. Bob, I guess that would be me since you were the sign holder. Change that. You can go back up now. I don't need to reach it anymore. This was now First Church's proud new sign. I'm welcome. All right. Thank you. You're a little taller than me. So in our gospel today, Jesus is looking for his disciples to be welcome. So I ask us, if Leanne Maseko, anyone know who Leanne Maseko is? One person. Showed up at First Lutheran, would her peace come upon this house, or would she be shaking the dust off of her feet as she left? Maybe it would help if I told you who Leanne Maseko is. You see, Leanne is from Cardington, Ohio, not that far away. In the spring of 2021, she became tired. She was tired of the anger and the frustration and the division and the negativity in this world, and she decided to do something about it. And it was something quite simple, really. She created a nonprofit that centered around three simple words. So she showed up here and said, "Hi, I'm Leanne from the nonprofit lovewillheal.org, and I'm wondering whether you would share this simple message with this community by displaying a few of our signs and living out this message. Would we say yes, or would we send her on her way shaking the dust off of her feet? Can you show us that message? Love one another." It's a simple message, isn't it? Love one another. But see, here's the beauty of Leanne's message. This message isn't original at all, is it? No. It isn't original, and it's not even new. From the Gospel of John, the 13th chapter, shortly after Jesus washes his disciples' feet, he says this: "Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another, and by this everyone will know your disciples, are my disciples." Notice that just Jesus doesn't say agree with, think like, act like. Jesus simply says, love one another. And if you recall, just before he said that, this isn't a suggestion, it is a command. He says, "I give you a new commandment that you love one another." So I ask us again, if Leanne, a disciple of Jesus Christ, and her simple message, love one another, would it be welcomed here at First Lutheran? Would her peace come upon this place, or would she be shaking off the dust off her feet on the way back to Cardington? I have to say, I like this sign. Can I get your help again? I like this sign a lot more than I like this sign. Why? Because this sign right here, this sign is something that has become a bit of a joke in our society. It's become a punchline. It's become fodder for cartoons. Well, that was the last slide. Fodder for cartoons because too many people have been sucked in by this idea that all are welcome, only to find that the opposite is true. Love. All are welcome is not something that I think anyone, any place in this world really truly lives into. But love one another is a better sign because it's a command. And it is a commission to both of us, the people of First Lutheran and to the community around us. And it tells the community who we are here. We are a community that loves one another. Or at least we try to. Okay, you can sit down again. Thank you. I'll let you know if your help is needed. Actually, you know what? You want to hold this one? Just hold that one up. It reminds us that we are commanded to welcome every person in their entire being, to welcome their thoughts and their opinions and their ideas, even when they disagree with us. And it reminds us that we are commanded to welcome those on the edges of the society, the oppressed, the marginalized, the minority, precisely the ones that Jesus sent his disciples to minister to today. And importantly, this sign, these simple words, this command stands as a reminder to us. It slaps us upside the head. It slaps us upside the head because we will fall short. We will fall short. Believe me, I've done it. Love will not always prevail. Anger and frustration and negativity, I do all of those things every week. They will prevail. Ugliness, ignorance, division. I am ignorant. That happens all the time. Ask Andrea. They will prevail, but because we are of a world that has been corrupted by sin, we will fall short. We will sin against God and our neighbor in thought, word, and deed, just like we say we do every Sunday. By what we have done, by what we have left undone. And sometimes when the Leanne's of the world show up, we will not be in the right mindset, and we will send them away, and we will say, Leanne, you know what? Not today. I'm not ready to hear this message today. And she will be standing out at her car, shaking the dust off of her feet. But here's the beauty of having a sign like this around. An ever-present reminder to love one another. When we see a sign like this, it reminds us and it recenters us. And maybe, just maybe, as we are politely, Christian politely, sending Leanne on her way, and as she's standing at her car, shaking that dust off of her feet, and we're standing at the door waving like, thanks, see you sometime, never. We will look down in our flower bed at that sign, and we will say, oh my gosh. What a mistake that was to send her away. And we'll say, hey, Leanne, wait a minute. As we run toward her car and properly welcome her into our church, First Lutheran Church. That's my hope anyway. But perhaps more than anything, this sign reminds us of God's love for us. And that love came through in Kevin's reading of Paul today. Jesus told us as much when he gave us the command, just as I first loved you. Just as I have first loved you, Jesus said, you should love one another. So when we see this, we think of Jesus' love. But from Kevin's reading today, from Paul's epistle to the Romans, we learn how just deep and broad and expansive that love is. When Paul tells us, God proves his love for us that while we were sinners, Christ died. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. So even when we fall short, even when we fail to welcome, even when we are ignorant and ugly, God still loves us. Even when we fail to welcome, even when we cross off all and make this sign, say, I'm, God still loves us. Even when we don't live up to the command to love one another, God still loves us. And we find comfort and hope in knowing that sinners though we may be, Christ still died for us. Christ still died for us. And this knowledge, this is what frees us to love one another. And for that, what can we say but thanks be to God?
Amen. Hey, I love that sign. He can all up.
You come and follow me and ask you to join me in professing what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father.
Trusting in God's abundant mercy, let us offer prayers for the world in need.
For the earth and all the creatures, we pray. Equip farmers, farm workers, and all who labor on the land to produce the harvest. Nourish crops with ample rainfall and abundant sunshine. Restore lands ruined by pollution or misuse. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. For fathers and father figures, we pray. Console all who long to be fathers. Children estranged from their fathers and fathers estranged from their children. Anyone grieving the death of a father and fathers who have lost a child. Draw near to all for whom this day stirs up difficult emotions. God, in your mercy.
For those who govern, we pray, empower those who seek peaceful solutions to conflicts and embolden those who advocate for all who are oppressed. Work through systems of government to establish justice throughout the world. Ease the suffering of those oppressed by corrupt political systems and dictators, and allow your people to experience comfort in the freedom we can only experience in Jesus Christ, God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. For those who suffer, we pray. Accompany those who feel helpless, alone, or abandoned. Embrace any who long for successful treatment for mental illness or freedom from addiction. Heal those who are sick, suffering, or grieved, especially the family and friends of Delbert Jones. For Marcella, Linda, Karen, Janet, Joy, Stephanie, Jamie, Deb, Frida, Heidi, Kate, Bill, Katie, Deanne, Linda, Patty, Tim, Ed, Wilma, and those that we name now, either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. God, in your mercy.
For the church here and around the world, we pray. Seek out disciples and send them out with authority to proclaim good news. Bring healing where there is pain. Encounter the forces of evil. Embolden the people of First Lutheran Church that we may proclaim the good news in Galleon, Ohio, and beyond. And welcome and invite all to join this community of faith. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. And now receive, O God, these prayers and answer us in the name of Jesus Christ. Let all God's people say, amen. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace with one another. We continue now with our gifts and our offerings.
Let us pray. God of field and forest, sea and sky, you are the giver of all good things. Sustain us with these gifts of your creation and multiply your graciousness in us, that the world may be fed with your love through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God. You reveal your mercy as the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, one Lord, one God, ever to be adored in your eternal power. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy Lord, God.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup and gave it for all to drink, giving thanks, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now, come to the table, taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you.
Amen.
This is the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Please stand as you're able to do so. And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, generous God, for the refreshment we have received at your banquet table. Send us now to spread your generosity into all the world through the one who is our dearest treasure, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. And you may be seated for a few announcements this morning. More than a few. A few and one big announcement. How about that? So, VBS, if you are interested in, quote, donating your time or money, please contact Tammy Smith. Tammy, can you wave so everyone knows who you are? All right. Either after the service or you can give her a call sometime. We have a CCLP meeting here on Wednesday at 7 p.m. In the gathering area. This is the CCLP, the incarnation of that gathers to talk about collaborative events and worship services, of which we have one coming up here at the end of July to coordinate with Bible school and the fifth Sunday. So if you're part of that committee or team, please gather here this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Happy Father's Day to the fathers and father figures out there. And finally, Mike, is there anything other than this one that you can think of? All right. So, if you don't have a copy of this, let me know. I can get you one. But I will read it to you because Mike says I have to read things like this. Wednesday evening, June 14th, as in, you know, this past week, our task force met for the first time since the decision at the end of April to engage in a conversation to consolidate our five Lutheran churches in this area. This would consist of St. Paul's, Peace, First, St. John's, and Trinity into one parish. We had an open and productive discussion where we began to lay some groundwork. A lot of work lies ahead, but we had a very good beginning. This is a joint announcement that Rich and I are putting out. So I can let you know that from this congregation, Mike Smith, Dennis Long, Randy Lady were there. And so if you would like a perspective that isn't from this announcement, please seek them out. And they can give you their perspective on how these meetings went, or this meeting went. Over the next few weeks, we would like your input on a few questions, and we'll be reaching out to you for your input. These are five questions. What are the sacred ministries and activities of this congregation, First Lutheran Church, that you would like to see continued? What are the sacred things or aspects that make this building, that make this place a holy space for you, that you would like to see incorporated into a new worship space wherever it is that this space may be? That doesn't mean it won't be this space. It just means it may be a worship space, a different looking space. We don't know. We haven't gotten that far. What are your fears and concerns? Your fears and concerns as we move forward with this process of consolidation. I am sure there are many. What are you hopeful for? There are many things to be hopeful for. What are you hopeful for as we move forward? And what can be better done together, as in what can these five congregations do better together than separately? And I encourage you to think about those fifth Sundays where we come together to worship, or those Lenten services, or those Advent services where we come together for meals, and what it feels like to have that many people involved. The answers to these questions will help us cast a vision that will reflect what we value, the people of First Lutheran Church, and what we would like to continue as an expression of our Lutheran presence and mission in this part of Crawford County. Please give these questions your prayerful consideration, and a member of our task force will be in touch with you for conversation. The moment the task force is not yet fully defined, we will be defining it here very shortly. I will say the task force includes me, because I will be at these things, and very likely Mr. Mike Smith, and the thing, it's two members from each congregation on this task force. We had three. There's a slight miscommunication. Doesn't matter, but we will be letting you know. And this task force will be reaching out to you to have either, so we could do a meeting like this, and we could be like, hey, you know, what are your thoughts and feelings? And we're not going to get as good of answers. Not everyone's going to participate. It would take like 6 hours. So what we plan to do is either to coordinate small meetings, maybe of three or four people at a time, or even individual conversations. And these are questions intended to be answered by all. So Abby, were you listening? when I say you're fine, but it is, but I mean, it's all, it's our children, it's our youth, it's the new members, it's the old members, it's the everybody. So
are you listening?
So anyway, reach out to the members that I mentioned. They can give you their perspective on it. I think this was a pretty fair perspective, but obviously it's only two people's perspective. So that being me and Pastor Rich. So any other announcements, any other questions on this before we bless and go? All right, so noisy offering. Abby, you wanna do that? And you wanna like have fun this morning rather than just sit there? Come on up, come on over here. All right, please stand. Oh, wait, how do we do this? I'll just bless you while you're sitting. That way you don't have to stand and sit and stand and sit. All right, and then we will do the noisy offering. I'm all thrown off by that long announcement. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you God's peace. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and forever. Amen. Please remain seated until you're good. Keep playing. Remain seated until they come. He always skips you.
Thank you.
all called and sent by Jesus Christ. Go in peace. Share the good news.